Hey guys, welcome to Beverly Explains It All. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I know, I have been MIA and I am so sorry. I've missed you guys so much. I mean, I really love this growing podcast community. So today I'm going to talk about my trips. Yes, that's where I've been. I've been traveling. And you know what? One of them brought up a little nostalgia. So buckle up and get ready for story time, y'all, because we're diving right in. Hey y'all, remember that show from the 90s, Clarissa Explains It All, where young Melissa Joan Hart would talk straight to the camera and tell it like it is? Well, this podcast is kind of like that, but really nothing at all. You see, I'm actually a grown-up, and I have lots of opinions, life knowledge, funny stories, and my own point of view, and I'm sure you do too. So let's get into the nitty-gritty, relax, have a little fun, and most importantly, let's go ahead and explain it all. So first off, my vacays. All right, I went to Georgia and Arizona on a crazy schedule. I was in Georgia for 10 days to visit my mom and family. Then I flew back to Cali for 2 days. And then I flew out again with my husband for his spring break. He's a teacher. I'm not sure if I told you guys that, but he's a teacher and he was on spring break. So we went to Phoenix and Scottsdale, Arizona. I love Georgia. My mom lives in Peachtree City in a retirement community where you have to be like 50 or so to live. 50 plus to live. And I freaking love it there. It's a golf cart town, meaning you can drive a golf cart anywhere. There are literally trails made for driving, and you can go to the store, restaurants, wherever. It's dope. I mean, I wish they had these everywhere. Okay, so ready for a little nostalgia? One of my favorite pastimes is of my hubby driving the cart, me in the passenger seat, sipping on, you know, whatever I was sipping on. And then my nephew in the back, which faces the other way, mind you. And he loves that. It's kind of like the Batmobile. So my nephew was in the back and he was blasting music from his iPad, I think. And he was listening to all sorts of things, whatever was trending at the time. I don't even know the artist's name. I had never heard them. I could not pronounce them. You know, he was like, you know, auntie, have you heard of blah, 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 blah. And I was like, And he's like, you don't know the dance? Come on, Uncle Andre, go faster. It was the best. So that brought me some nostalgia. Another great memory is of me riding around with my mom and dad, who sadly is no longer with us. And don't get me started. Trust me, there will be an episode on grief coming. But this great memory was just of us riding around the beautifully manicured neighborhood, enjoying the sunset. And that is a memory that will be permanently ingrained in my mind forever. All right, question time. Do you guys have any great memories that you just know you'll never forget? Hit me up on Instagram at Beverly_explains it all. You can see it on the show notes. But I'd love to hear about your unforgettable memories that are super special to you. And there you can check out the incredible Georgia sunset I was talking about and see why I think it's so special. So back to Georgia. I mean, first off, I love the South. Wait, hold on. I just thought about what I said. So let me rephrase that. I enjoy some parts of the South at times. All right. I mean, I'm a city girl. But I mean, there are those times when you're riding past the house that has a Confederate flag waving in the front. And then there are those pickup trucks with those little Confederate flag stickers. And, you know, and I'm just like, why are y'all trying to make the sticker so small? We can still see it. I see it in the corner. It's right there. I don't really get it. But anyway, I digress. I want to talk about the good parts. The parts that make me happy, and more importantly, the thing that can calm the beast that my husband affectionately calls Bevzilla. Of course, I'm talking about the food. Two of my favorites. I can only talk about two today, guys, or else we would literally be here all day long. If I haven't mentioned this, please always remember, I am a foodie. Okay, so two of my faves, Waffle House and Cracker Barrel. Oh my God. If y'all have not been to either, please do yourself a favor. Just Google them, find a state that has them, and you want to go there and visit and go. Trust me. So I remember the first time I went to Waffle House. I mean, I was pretty young, maybe in my teens. I don't remember now. But it was one of those long-ass car rides from Maryland to Georgia. And you know, as a kid, you feel like the trip is never going to end. I'm sure my brother and I were getting on my parents' last damn nerves, and I'm almost positive I was saying something like, I'm hungry! I'm starving! Because, you know, that's me. I kind of remember my dad saying something like, okay, we'll stop at the next truck stop place. And I'm sure my little bougie ass was like, truck stop? Ew! I don't want no truck stop food. How I was wrong. Waffle House is one of the most delicious places I have ever eaten at. I mean, maybe I'm biased because, you know, I live on the West Coast and they don't have them out here, or at least not near me, but I don't get it that often. So listen, holy cow. I'm like, what? I don't even like breakfast. But when I go there, I'm like, okay, you might want to write this down. Ironically, the waiters rarely do write things down and the order is always perfect. I'm like, may I have a pecan waffle with a chicken breast, hash browns, smothered and covered with gravy, and then I have the nerve to ask if anybody wants to split a biscuit. I know that sounds like a weird order, but y'all, I don't even like chicken breast. I mean, I'm a dark meat fan, but they have the most tender, succulent, flavorful chicken breast I've ever tasted. It must be something about that Flatiron Grill or the herbs and spices. I don't really know, but it is the bomb. The waffles are better than Roscoe's to me. Yeah, you heard me. Come at me if you want to debate. And the hash browns, I mean, I don't even know how they do it. I mean, it must be that grill. I have no idea. They make them crispy, yet melt in your mouth in the center. I mean, mwah! Chef's kiss. It's magic. Not to be forgotten, Cracker Barrel is also delicious. I gotta be honest though, I feel like the quality's gone down over the years, but it's still pretty damn good. Cracker Barrel is cool because they kind of make it look like a grandma's house. You know, before you walk in, there are these oversized rocking chairs on the porch and old school games like big old checkers for you to play with as you wait. When you go in, it's like a general store with old timey games like hard candies and taffy. And they're really cool old school toys, blankets, trinkets, and all sorts of stuff. Poor parents, there's no way you can make it out alive without buying your kids something. It's impossible. I mean, there's just something in a kid's brain that's like, I'm gonna need that wooden yo-yo, even though I can't really do it, and will probably only play with it once, you know, in front of my friends, just to show them that I have it. But I need it. Needless to say, I used to love going in that area. I would pray for a wait at the restaurant and then be mad if there wasn't one. Then after I played the game that they have at every table, for those of you who've been, there's no shame if you're ignoramus. I'm usually not, some of the times. But anyway, after I was done that game, I would act like I really, really, really had to go to the bathroom because, you know, that good country lemonade that's, by the way, not too sweet or too tart, it's perfect. Well, it just ran right through me. Once my plan was in place, I would slowly walk out of the bathroom and be like, look, Mom, hey, do you know how to do this paddleball thing? I've never seen this before. Oh, wait, look, there's a pound puppy. Before she could finish blinking, I was so deep into the abyss of the store, she had no choice but to wait for me until I figured out how to get myself out of the maze of it all, just to reach the front. Sorry, Mom. But, you know, she was looking at stuff, too. It's impossible not to. After all that, our food would be at the table. And trust me, nobody was waiting for us. They knew the drill. And they weren't about to let their food get cold. The buttermilk biscuits and cornbread basket they bring out are out of control delicious. Well, at least they used to be. This is one of the areas I feel like they've changed. I don't know if it's a new recipe or if they found like a faster way to make them or something, but they're not the same. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're pretty still damn delicious. Yummy, yummy, yummy in my tummy. Yum. But I mean, I'm not throwing them away or anything. But I just remember them being like a little lighter and I don't know. But my mom and my aunt kind of feel the same way. So I'm just saying. So I always, always get the chicken fried chicken with country gravy. I know y'all are probably like, what is it with Beverly and this country gravy? But listen. It's hard to find country gravy that's made right in California. I mean, we're not in the country. Anyway, don't ask me why they call the meal chicken fried chicken. I guess it's kind of like chicken fried steak, but it's chicken. You know, go figure. And once again, it is from the gods. I accompany this with their sweet corn and either mashed potatoes or dumplings. And sadly, there is usually no room for dessert. I think when I was little, my parents always had a strategic plan for the long drives from Maryland to North Carolina or Georgia, where my mom and dad are from. They're probably like, okay, we're going to get Beverly to be quiet. We'll just go to Cracker Barrel. See, she's going to be hypnotized by the general store. We'll buy her a trinket or two, and then we'll just let her eat and grease on this heavy, delicious Southern food. The poor thing's not going to be able to help herself but fall asleep. And dang it, they were right. Obviously, there were plenty more adventures in Georgia. I saw lots of family, enjoyed many sunsets, and got mad at the rain, and even more mad at the hail. But the next state I went to, after my two-day, I like to call layover at home, was Arizona. So Southwest was having an amazing deal, and basically me and Andre got our tickets for $200 total. I think Phoenix is their hub. We landed in Phoenix, and after grabbing our rental car, we went to the resort we were staying at in Scottsdale, which is about 15 to 20 minutes away from the airport. So you know that show that was recently and unfortunately canceled, boo, called The Talk? It was Cheryl Underwood and Jerry O'Connell and a few others. Anyway, I was in the audience one day with a friend, and they gave away gift certificates to the Fairmount Princess Scottsdale. You guys, this resort is thebomb.com. I've posted pictures on my Instagram, but even if you Google this place, the Fairmount Princess Scottsdale, once again, I'm not endorsed by them or anything. I'm just saying my own experience because it was amazing. It's freaking $700 a night, which is absolutely insane, but the hospitality was top notch. The bed was like sleeping on a cloud, and the robes were key. And the balcony overlooked Scottsdale, which was so pretty. On arrival, we let the concierge know it was our anniversary. You know, it was anniversary-ish. I mean, whenever Andre and I go somewhere, we say we're celebrating. Do you guys do that? If you don't, you should. Because one, if you're on a trip, especially with the love of your life or family, and you haven't traveled in a while, isn't that a special occasion? And two, they usually give you free stuff. All right, this occasion, they gave us a bottle of champagne and sent up some beautiful chocolate-covered strawberries that we ate way too quickly for me to even remember to take a picture. My bad. Sorry, y'all. Next time. Unfortunately, the 2 days we were staying there, it rained. It was pretty damn cold, but room service to the rescue. We enjoyed Netflix and chilled and luxuriated in our plush robes and king-size shower with two shower heads. We did venture out to the hot tub on the second day. We went to lunch on site and noticed that people were wearing robes to the pool area, which we thought was genius. However, at that time, it was actually raining, so we thought they were a little batshit crazy, but, you know, we still thought the robes were kind of a great idea. So after we ate, we ran up to the room and changed and then went to the hot tub with our robes. Can I tell you how many people complimented us saying what a great idea those robes were? They were like, damn it, it's freezing. That's so smart. I wish we could have taken the credit, but we did tell others, you know, told them that we saw others doing it and we joined in. So note to selves, guys, if you go to a hotel and it's cold outside, who cares if you feel like you look stupid? You don't. It's smart. Throw on that robe. You're on a resort. It's time to luxuriate. Anywho, the Fairmount Princess Scottsdale is definitely hashtag goals, and I hope to go there again in the future. Hopefully off season when it's a little cheaper, but if you're balling or you just want to treat yourself, go. It's worth it. They have the best staff ever. Okay, so the weather turned from rainy to blazing hot. I mean, after all, it is the desert. But we had to leave the Fairmount because the Talk only provided 3 days and two nights, which obviously is extremely generous. But then we rolled over to the Wyndham Scottsdale, which is a timeshare property. It was all right. You know, it was not my favorite Wyndham because they didn't have a kitchen, which is usually key for timeshare travel. But they did give us an electric skillet. Somehow, my man convinced me to make a full flipping cube steak dinner with rice, gravy, onions, all the trimmings, and an electric skillet. Let me tell you, I won't be doing that again. Look, his job was the rice, and it was the first time I ever had instant rice that was made in the microwave. Yeah. don't know how to describe it better than it was gluey. It was gluey. The whole meal was a hot mess, but we suffered through it and ate it. You should have seen me trying to use the thimble-sized portions of salt and pepper they provided us with. For some reason, we just thought there would be salt and pepper there. And there was. It was just made for Barbie's dream kitchen. But, once again, a memory was made. The Wyndham's amenities were great. Hot tub. Oh, which, by the way, there was a hot tub in the room. There was a hot tub in the room. There was a hot tub in the room. Yes, that deserves a song, because anytime there is a hot tub in the room, hallelujah, I am going to use it. And it was awesome. It was huge, and that was definitely a highlight. I'm all about a room jacuzzi tub, y'all. Anywho, they had an outdoor hot tub, a huge pool with waterfalls, and a game area equipped with ping pong, a giant Connect Four, and cornhole. Needless to say, I dominated at ping pong, and since me and Andre made a bet, there were consequences. Shoot over to my Insta, Beverly_explains it all, to see how he got slightly humiliated at the pool. Sorry, babe. Good times. It was all good fun. Good times. Especially when you don't lose. But check it out. It's cute. The Wyndham Scottsdale is placed in a perfect location with dozens of yummy restaurants all around. We went to a delicious Mexican restaurant called El Mexicano. The salsa has apparently won a lot of awards, and I believe they are well-deserved. The chips were homemade, and the salsa that went with it, oh my gosh, yum, 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 yum. Good job, y'all. Then we also went to Red Lobster, which I hadn't been to in ages. I can't remember if I got the endless shrimp or the shrimp three ways, but one plate filled me, and I don't know if y'all know about these melt-in-your-mouth Cheddar Bay biscuits. Listen, I don't even eat cheese, and I could eat those biscuits every single day. As my dad used to say, they are too-licious. The people in Scottsdale were very nice. It's definitely the desert, and the next time I go to Arizona, I hope to hit up Sedona, which was about 2 hours from where we stayed, and we heard there was snow. I'll definitely go back to the area, and I'd like to check out more of the desert next time with better weather. And I'd like to also check out downtown Phoenix. All right, y'all. I feel like I've properly explained where I've been. Now you know where to eat and what to eat. And I've challenged you to a few questions that I'd love to hear the answers to on my IG, Beverly_explains it all. Until then, here's a quote by the insightful Dr. Seuss. Sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. It's the truth. All right, guys, until next time, thank you for listening. And most of all, thank you for letting me explain it all. Mm-hmm.